full-fledged.
Full-fledged.
Even
professional. So what?
Even coral.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
So what about the vocabulary? Isn't he right one place that is Melavelus?
He writes
Bitsina.
In Orachayim,
one second. That's on page. Kol divrei avos nogim b'Chanukah u'Purim.
Well,
so what do you mean, kol divrei avos?
I'm assuming that
even b'Farhesia. Yeah, kol divrei avos nogim even b'Farhesia.
Right. And which is steer to...
And here he says only sinner. Right. Right. And the Freems points out that the steer is that in Archaim, the Mechaber writes kol divrei avos nogim, it's even b'Farhesia. In Yerodea, he writes only Bitsina. And the Shach tries to say maybe it's totally and when the who is available to rice or not.
The thing is that.
But the Pashas
is. Pashas is only Bitsina.
Only Bitsina.
The Beis Yosef brings both sides and passes him.
Bitsina.
Only Bitsina.
Right.
But it's, I don't see it as a steer so much because he's bringing three times that available to rice is proving this real method.
Yeah.
Couple times in Shofar, so he sees, even though he's not passing that way, Maisa, but he still holds as a port chief, so he's bringing it over there as a port chief.
Okay, you mean in Orachayim?
Yeah, Orachayim.
Okay, maybe. Okay, let's get to Tumas Kohanim now. Okay, we know there's an issur of Tumas Kohanim, and we know that there are three types of Tumah, page 5. Hameis metamei b'maga, b'masa, v'oil. If you touch it, the mace, if you carry it, even if you're not touching it, and if you're under the same oil. So, the same oil means you're like under the same ceiling. So, technically speaking, if there was a mace in this room, then this is one oil. Outside in the hallway is not the same oil. You're not in the same oil. If there would be a tefach airspace, then the tumor would go out. That would be called oil hamshacha.
Because
if there's a window of tefach airspace, then the tumor will go out from one room to the next. That's called, it's not the same oil, but that's called oil hamshacha.
Hamshacha.
Now there's a... So it says in Shulchan Aruch Shanai on page 7, he says, look in the Ramah. Kohen Sheshoch of Orem. The Kohen is naked. Who be oil im ames. And he's in the same oil. Velo yada ein lahagid lo. Because he would have to leave right away. So you shouldn't tell him. Tell him, wait till he gets dressed first, and then he tell him, then he could go out. So so the Shach says that's only in the same oil, meaning under the same ceiling. Near the davka nokeh ba'ol ames, avol im ibatim asmuchim l'bayis shames b'soch afu b'shem ganke t'meim k'mokim yishlom v'dein lo atum v'drabon. So he says that that's only tum v'drabon. So the question is, what does that mean? So the Chasam Sofer writes on page 8, very important. He says, "Tumah meshechas b'mokum l'mokum odei chor tevach lo al das shum kadmon ba'olam sheirak de rabban." Whereas even though you're not in the same room, but you're in adjacent rooms and there's a wall in between, see, if there would be no wall in between, this would be one room with the hallway. But since there's a wall in between, if we would carve out a little hole, tefach al tefach, in the wall, that would be all hamshacha, and the maze, and the tumor goes through. That, says the Chasam Sofer, everyone agrees is a din daraisa. Even though it's master in the shach, that all hamshacha is only a din derabanan. Because he writes over here that Niradavka Nokad Baal Ames Avon Batim Asmuchim is only the Rabbanan. So the Shach, the Chasam Sofer says on the top here on the left side, Ani Ani Kasavti Al Ginu Shach Shali Zeshanim Rabos Ani Darzi To Sofer Hubashach the To Sofer Niradavka Nokad Baal Ames Avon Batim Asmuchim Lubayish Shemes Sochal Bishayim Gam King Temeim. He says, no. When he says Drabanon, he doesn't mean the three types of things. There's in the same oil, that's Daraisa. There's all Hamshacha, that's Daraisa also. All Hamshacha means you're in a different oil. What makes it a different hole? There's a wall in between. So you're in a different ceiling. But there's still a hole in the wall. A tefach al tefach. So the oil's nimshach, but it's called olam shach because it's a different oil. That's also derais l'kul yalma, says the Chasam Sofer. But then there's a concept of sof tum alotzes, which means that you're in a different oil and there's no opening. Like here. There's no opening. There's no hole. So what would be Chas V'Shalom? There would be mace in this room. Would a kohen be allowed to walk in the hallway over here? So the answer is no, because there's a din of Sof Tum Alotzes. Sof Tum Alotzes means that since the mace eventually is going to be taken out of this room, so we view it, the two ways in Lamedus how to view it. Either we view Ki'ilu, the door's open now, and it's like an olam. Well, we view Ki'ilu, the mace is there. Wherever the mace is going in the future, it's as if it's there now. So therefore, but that's talking about there's no opening now. But it's osid. So that's called sof tum alotzes. And sof tum alotzes is either a din derabanan or a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And that's perhaps, says the Chasam Sofer, what the Shach is saying when it's only, he says it's only derabanan. You want to see, if you take a look in the two, there's a steer in the Rashi's here, page 12. It says, Rashi writes on page 12, the second white line, Shegozru chachomim tumal mokum shuderech yitziya satuma. Shesofolotzis. So it's clear that it's only drabonon, but yet on page 13, on Lamed Ches, he writes, the rights of tumal of mace. He writes Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So it's a stira. The Marav Ramshberg points out the stira in the Rashi's. Stira in the Rashi's. Okay, but so again, so those are the three types of oil. There's the oil of being in the same ceiling. If there would be mace in this room, and a person would be in this room, that would be one thing. Then, if the room is closed, but there's a tefach airspace leading into the adjacent room, that's called olam shacha. That says the Chasam Sofer. That's for sure also a daraisa. And then there's the concept of sof tum alotzes, where there's no. There's no opening. But eventually the mace is going to get there, so we view it as if the mace is there already. And that's a... And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 18. where it says, Kotzer Hamukhefa Zizin, Baksadros, Shetum Be'echa Me'abatim, in Kol Piskei Abatim Vachalonos Ne'ulim, Tumma Yotzes Utachas Azizin Vachsadros. Whereas you have a mace inside, and then there it's going to go out. And there's an awning. So under the awning, you're not allowed to go. Vatamishim the hall, the soft tumma lotzes. So therefore, he says there's a chumra. Yesh machmir in the kohenim leilech derech shar ha'ir. Shasof ha'meis lotzes misham. So some of the chumra that if you're in like in a walled city, and the mace is in a house in the walled city, and now somebody's walking past the Shar Ha'ir, where there's an awning, is he allowed to walk under there? So someone is saying, no, because that's so full of mortis. Because eventually, the mace is going to come out of the city. He's going to come under that awning. So he's not there yet. He's going to come there eventually. So you can't, even though the mace is not there yet. But sof tumalotze. So again, that maybe is only the Rabbanan or Halacha Moshe Misina. Now, why is this a chumra? First of all, the following: that some hold that sof tumalotze is only when there's one continuous olam. Say, if there would be a mace here, and then somebody's in the hallway here, so then it's one continuous olam. So we view as if the door's open, and then the tumah shoots through. But if the person is in the city, so there's no one continuous oil between the place he is now and the awning outside the city. It's the Avir HaCity. It's not walled the whole way. It's not ceiling the whole way. So then maybe you don't say the din of Sof Tomalot says. The Sefer Pesach Oil says the Chakir is, if you view it, wherever the mace will be in the future, it's Ki'ilu, it's there now. So then it'll be, the Sefer Mishkan Aron says as well. So then you can't walk there. Under the awning, outside the city, because the mace is going to go through there. But if you hold, it's just the din that the door is open of the house that you're in, and then it's going to go here. So once the door's open, the tumah comes out. But then there's no ceiling once you go outside. Then you walk till the Shar Ha'ir. Then there's another ceiling, but there's no continuous ceiling. So maybe the whole din doesn't apply. Number one, and the Chumash Sedeshim points out the following. There is a din, there's a famous Tosefta. It's in Masechta Smachos, page 14. The Tosefta also, Kol Tumash Minamesha Nozi Megalechala Sofegas Arboim. She'ein Nozi Megalechala Ein Sofegas Arboim. In other words, you have to have a Nozir. It's metame lemeis, so certain things he's metame. So then, if a kohen would come in contact with the things that a nazir would be also to be metame, a kohen would get malchus. So the question is, and the Rambam has a famous lashon. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam says, Atzmo shel meis. Do we have it here? I don't see it here, but that's the Lashon. So the Chumash Hadeshin says that maybe it could be that Meikar Adin, a Kohen is not Musar on Sof Tumalotzis. In other words, if he's in the same oil mamish, or he's in the oil hamshacha, so that's Atzmo Shomes, even though you're not touching it, but you're in the same oil. But Sof Tumalotzis, you're not in the same oil, Bechal. So maybe that's not Atzmo Shomes. So that's what the Truma Sadeshin says on page 17. With the arrow. So man lay malon the hachtum and the soft tumah lotzis have a tumah shal nozim megaleach aleh. Maybe it's not a tumah shal nozim megaleach aleh, and therefore it's not a tumah that a kohen is muzer. and therefore, maybe he's not even loser. So he says, but then he says, in the Efsher, the Efsher Yeshua, Kohova Rabban Kishishi, Choshu Lususeh, Halila Haflik Devrayim. Since the older Rabbanim are Machmir, that a Kohen should not be Nizar, the Kohen should not be Metame, Sof Tumulotzeis, so even though this is far to say that it's Mutter, we should still be Machmir. So the Chveis, you have a funeral chapel, and the mace is going to, a lot of times they have other, say theoretically if it's going to go out the front entrance, the coffin, so even though the coffin is inside now, and the door's closed, but a coin still can't go under the awning if it's going to go out the front door. It might not always go out the front door, but if it go, because that's the din of Sof Tumulot, since eventually the mace is going to be there, so it's also, you can't be Metame. So, and that's, we didn't, so if the door would be open and the mace is right there and there's an awning right there, that would be all Amshacha, because that would, you know, be from one hole to the other. Oh, but if the door's closed and there's no tefach and there's no nothing, that's only the din of Sof Tumulotzis. Okay. Now, there is a halacha on page 20 of Tumah B'chiburin. Was what's the halacha if a person is touching a mace? So it's aser. And then he's holding onto a mace, and now he touches another mace. So the Gemara says, Idmar, on page 20, Idmar Amar Rabba Amar Rafunam Mikrom Balei Dibra Kosev Loitomishu Oyo Lazir Al Tuma Lazir Al Abia Val Tuma Vtuma Lo Yosef Mar Lakim Afil Tuma Vtuma. So the Gemara says, "Kam bechibur, kam shalom bechibur." So you take a look on page 21. Midvah lemeis pa'amim harbe. Avu bishecha malchus kolachas lachas. Ein bezin malkin also. Because he's mechul ba'omed, he's only chayiv once. That's the opinion of what? That's the opinion of Rav Yosef. That's the opinion of Rav Yosef, that Tuma B'chiburin is what? It's not chayiv. Right? And Rabbah holds the what? That even if it's not B'chiburin. Right? Even if it's not B'chiburin. Even, that's the machlokes. Rabba and Rav Yosef. That even if you let go, it's not Tuma B'chiburin, but also only B'chayiv once, because he's just there's Metame himself. Right, but you were Nitma. So Rav Yosef's shita is no. It's only if you're touching the original mace, then you can touch another mace, and that's Rav Yosef. And Rabbah says, even shalom b'chiburin. The Rambam paskins like Rav Yosef, but the Ravid paskins like Rabbah. So then the Ravid says an extra chiddush, and he says, that Kohanim is manazeh to May Mason Hain, the last two lines of the Rivet on page 21. So all Kohanim today are to May Mason. ain aleim chiyuv tuma v'chiyuv osam alav l'havi raya. So this is the famous school of the Raya, that maybe it was one of that kohanim, or you know, everyone's one time got you know some contact with a mace. So mamela, maybe there's no chiyuv. That's a chiddush. But even though it's not today, so it's the original Gemara is talking about today. He touched the mace, and then he relinquished. He didn't. He's not touching anymore, so he can touch again. But he's just saying that no. Any time that that he touched once, he could. Now the question, the big question is it a din only? Is it mutter according to the? To the Ravid and Rabba, or it's just as you don't get Malchus. So there's a famous piece in the on page 25 in the Tumim Deim of the Ravid, where he writes, "Cause of a Ravid, the Melsach Mil Maseches Nazir Shalom B'Chiburin, B'Chiburin, yeah," and he says. I feel moving between Mason and Vasaka, Zeno Kaivalakas. I will be him hit through Shneem Kayovim. We have a piece in a loke at Stayim. The Hibur Isur Mia Isle. It's still an Isser, also to Mui. So it seems to be befairish that it's only a din in Malchus. It's not a din in it's mutter. So that's what they want to bring a raya. That some people want to say the raya, you have a good heter for the according to the shita's haravid, the kohanim can be metame because they're ready nidmar ready. So someone say, oh, but doesn't the raya write beferish in the tamim deim that it's only that there's no malchus, it's still an isser. The Rabbi Talkman always likes to point out that no, it's not a riot, because the Ravid was only speaking according to Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, there's a din of Tumah B'Chiburim, so he's saying Tumah B'Chiburim doesn't mean it's mutter, it just means there's no malchus on the second touching, according to Rav Yosef. But according to Rabba, maybe not. Maybe that would be totally mutter. That's what Rabbi Tachman suggests. So there's a famous Noda Behuda. See the famous Noda Behuda? You take a look. In the Dogo Mervava starts on page 27. It says Udas Haravid Pechei Harav Polik the Hechashikvar Tamei Shuvenach Muzer Alatumah. King Kodim is Manazein is Harim Alatumah. Avdul Kaimon Karav Mokam. The Mace Kusi, Sveik Sveika, etc. Then he says, Omar Yecheskel, in the middle. Yecheskel's the last word. Hashkazim Gil Shrei Sifan Alam Shachli Achad Divrei HaMishnah LaMelech Taito Sover HaRaivich Eid Yisr Klau Lekon Shekvar Nidma Valachshav Nasad Yalibi Shulai Lomar Raivit El Alin Yechi Malchus El Alin Yisr Olai Afil Yisr Torah. So he says, first he thought it was okay, but then he changed his mind, and maybe it's only an Isser, maybe there is an Isser. And then there's a famous tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. Of the tshuva in the Chasam Sofer? beautiful face. What page? Oh, last page, 56. Here, 56. Mashkosa, Mushabdra, the Rai, called him as Manazain Mushar Malatuma, came up to one made to me, Mason, I am Dogo Mirvava, Amma Yecheska, when the Hirakat Havina Tali, when I was a little kid, you took my Mogide Mori, Chosin Shibukuhuna, Gon of Nosan Adler. So the Chasim Sofer writes, Chasim Sofer is saying this. When I was a kid, my Rebbe was Rav Nosson Adler, Shnas Tavkuf Mem Gimel. So we went one day to Prague to visit the Nodeb Yehuda. And my Rebbe, the Chasim Sofer, was talking to the Nodeb Yehuda about this particular Shaila. The Raivin mean that it's not, it's Mutter Lagamre, or was Yonzi ready Tame, or is it only a din in what you would call it? There's no malchus. But this reduces Zebazav Kuhu Kuhom, Onegani, Isi Motzi, maybe had burned. It's Kazabo, no, the Yud of Hosi, of Gilion Hachamar. There was Amar Yecheskel when he changed his mind. And he says, Aniba Ani Aharzeko, Shloshim Shonim, Amatazi, Shakakos of arriving between the Mayim. That it's an Issa, so therefore he changed his mind. So Rabbi Talman, if he would have been there, would have said maybe he didn't have to change his mind. But now, this became relevant because there is a din of Cherev Harei Kacholo, that if you have a metal thing that came in contact with a mace, so then. So that is a din of Avi Avos HaTumah. That is a din of Avi Avos HaTumah. But a Kohen, but there's a question whether a Kohen is Nisar. And the Tmin Dayan here is also on page 26, if you want to see the Tmin Dayan. But it's the same thing that we quoted in the back of the Gemara that we saw. So there's a question whether a Kohen is Nisar on Cherev Harei Kacholo. Because maybe it's not Atzmo Shel Meis. That's the whole the famous Tosus in Nozir. Shechter likes to quote that what? That the machlok is between Rabbeinu Tam and Reb Chaim Kohen. Here, page 45. Omer Rabbi Tam, the Kalam Sugu Kimachas in Shalach Lor Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Tam says that he is Nusar. Rabbi Chaim Cohen says he is a bias of Shativnuli. There was, how is he a Cohen ever going to go into a house? Of course, every house probably has some metal thing that came in contact with a mace. So he is a bias of Shativnuli. So Cohen is not Musar. So there's some people that had this idea that if you have a metal watch or metal glasses and you metame it to a mace, and then you can put it on the heter because the coin is not nizer, and then go ahead and go to medical school. You're going to go to medical school. So this is always a big topic for Hanim in medical school. The watch is going to be an avi avos
hatumah. Right, it's an avi avos hatumah.
Meaning, because you metame it to the mace. Yeah, so you metame it to the mace. And then he puts it on. And then he goes to medical school.
Right.
So this was the. So medical school on Kohanim is always the sticky topic. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Salvechik, were Eish Lahava against Kohanim medical school. We all know they're off from people in the Jewish community today who are Kohanim, who are doctors. So how did that happen? So there are two ways. Rabbi Tendler's Shita, he always told me that, you know, if you're a very good student, so then you can negotiate with the medical school wants you, you can negotiate that, you know, you won't touch any cadavers, you know, because they want you. So then you have leverage. And that's going to soon, we'll see shortly, according to the Shita, that a mace akum is only metame b'maga, not the oil. So you'll be in the room, but you'll never touch the cadavers, and they want you. So then you have sometimes. So that's how. So, but Rav Gorin here on page 47 is the famous tshuva about Rav Shlomo Gorin. Ha'im mutar l'studentim kohanim lilmod anatomia, anatomy. So who's the tshuva to? No, let's see. I ask this question every year. Who did he write the tshuva to? No, page 47. What? Who? Who's Rabbi Waxman? Shalavim, right? No, that's the wrong answer. Because that's what all you guys know is Ari Waxman from Shalavim. He was Rav David Lifshitz's grandson. But many years before Ari Waxman, there's a man who taught math here at MTA. His name was Larry Waxman. Larry. It's not Ari Waxman. It's Larry Waxman. He was a big Morasha person. He was big in Camp Morasha. Rabbi Willig always speaks about the Malava Malkas. You know, he was there in my day also. He was an MTA in my day also. He was a math teacher. You should speak to, what's his name, Max Kirschblum is connected with him. So he asked Rav Gorin this question. So Rav Gorin goes through the whole sugya, and he's matir based on this idea of tuma b'chiburin, that you make a metal ring, a metal wristwatch, metal glasses, you metame to the mace, you put it on, and therefore, so it's, you follow even tuma b'chiburin, even the Rambam sheet is tuma b'chiburin. But usually the question is, so how do you metame the first time? Right, you can metame b'chiburin if you, but how do you the first time will be b'isser? But he had a chak that because if you hold like Rabbi Chaim Akoya, that Akoya is not muzer al cherev v'rei kacholol because it's not atzmo shel meis, so then it has the status of via vos hatuma, so then you can hold on to it, you put it on the wristwatch or the ring or whatever, and then metame, and that was his. This is his kula. Others had this kula as well. And Rabbi Bleich didn't like the kula. He thought that it wasn't. Rabbi Bleich here on page 54, he said it was the whole drasha that it's mutter of because the pasuk says lo yichalel and something is mechul the omeid lo yichalel. But if you mechul, page 55, we are advised by Pia Sugya. Kohen sheyolo meis munach al kseifo, or shidolo meiso meis acher v'nogabo. Yochol yehi chayev talmud lomar v'lo yichalo mishehu eno mechulo. Yatzuzusha mechul v'ome. So that's the sugya that if you're touching a meis, according to Rav Yosef, you can touch another meis because you're only mechul v'ome. So Rabbi Bleich said, maybe that's only, that din is only said by, if the first mace you're usher, so you're mechulo from the first mace. But if it's a mace that taki you mutter to, meaning a cherev or a kacholo, which has the status of the mace, but you mutter, maybe that's not called mechulo v'omed, and therefore, so this is a whole big thing. It's as I said, it's a very sticky, they say one day they're going to have, you're not going to have real cadavers. It's all going to be on computers. I don't know how that's going to work. That you're going to do anatomy on computers and then work on a regular person. I can't understand that. But that's what they say. One day, maybe, if they finished. Now there is a whole discussion in the postgame. What's the status of a mace akum? What's the status of a mace akum? So there are three shitas in the poskim, or what is the status of to be metame to a mace akum? You see, the pasuk it says here on page 30, the bottom. Talib Hedem Shimon Ben Yochai, Kivrei Akum Einem Tamim Ba'oil. So Kivrei Akum is not Matamim Ba'oil. And then, so that means that you can be in the same ceiling. But Ravino Omar Nehidim Matamim Kra. But maybe Mago Masa is still awesome. And then you have this mission in Oilos. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ir Goyim Shecharva, Ein Bo Mishum Medor Goyim. In other words, you have a city that was a place of Goyim, and no one lives there anymore. So now the question is, you have to worry about walking there because maybe there's Goyisha cadavers there. So the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says you don't have to worry about it because it was already eaten up. The cats, the birds ate it all up. But it's mash, if they wouldn't have eaten it all up, it still would be a problem of oil. So this Mishnah is mashma that a goy is matami even by oil. So how do we paskin? So the Rambam sheet is on page 33, Echad Meis Mishrael of Menachem, Mago Masu Matu, the Ena Akum matami by oil. So that's the Rambam sheet there. It is matami by Mago Masa and not by oil. Then you have Tosas Ashita in Bava Metzia on page 36 that says Mishum the Eliyod Nochay Havamachil Leib Hayel Olshiv Ein Masadrin the Hishivu Kivrei Akum Einu Matamim BeOil Havgal V'Dukaymi Kavasi Alkor Mishum Gamliel. He says we pass like Mishum Gamliel, says Tosas, that it's even Matamim BeOil. Because the Mishnah says that we just said that if you're in a place that was already consumed by the ravens, then you can go there. So it's mashma that what? That if it's tam, it would be. It's just that it was consumed. Like so if you hold like Shimon Gamliel, so he says Rav Shimon Yochai says not matam. Well, Tos says we don't possibly like Rav Shimon Yochai. So again, so the Rambam Shita is it's matame b'magomatz and not b'oil, and Tos's Shita is that it's even b'oil. And the Rireim on page 37 over Gachov ain't matame b'oil. It's not matame b'oil and. And then he says that Mesei Akum Einu Matamim. Well, then later on he says Mashma that Yesh Machshon Kol Ushmati Oshim Lekoyim Maga Umasa, and he thinks not even Maga Masa, right? The Ray says there's a Shita, but he thinks not that way. That's not Matamim at all. Right? Yesh Machshon Kol Zev Shemati Olshem Mekoyim B'Magu Masa Ani Kasafti Hanirali. I heard that people are Machmir, but I don't follow that Shita. And then there's the famous Tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg on page 41. He says Rabbi Meir Sheyam Mocheh B'Kodim Shulei Chal Kivrei Mesim. The Maram Rutenberg would mean Mocheh that you shouldn't call Kivrei Mesim. In other words, that a mace is matame akum matame oil, but then he writes hamachmir tovo lo bracha. Hamachmir tovo lo bracha. Oh, so a little history, a little Wayu history. So when they first got here in 78, it's not really true. But 78, they had this farm sale. I think in the morgue, Morgenstern. When you walk in, like. Probably by the lounge there. But very shortly after, the farm sale was here. The Klein Hall Base Medrash, that's when the farm sale was. You would think And that was very popular back then. You would think, who would come to such a farm sale, so small? But the answer is no. People, because it was before the whole concept of English. English didn't exist then. Only Rabbi Shimon Eider. Now it's the whole English industry. Finally, I don't know if you know about this, but finally, within like last month or so, Art Scroll came out with the first Sfard Siddur, Edog Misrach Siddur. It's about time. You know, they finally came out with a, you know. But then, after that, they decided they're making this farm sale, you know where? In the basement of First Hall. And the Ramea, they went to Belfer. But the basement of, so this is the whole thing, was Rabbi Tendler has an office in the basement of First Hall, and he has a cadaver there, and that was the whole thing about Kohanim going to this farm sale. And the whole, that was the whole thing with Rabbi Schechter, Ule. So, because the question is, do we paskin that, you know, so Rabbi Schechter says, well, it says in Shulchan Aruch about the, whether, what does it say? Let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, page 46. So, Kohen Musum Shlo Tamid Meis, right? And then he says, "Yesh amitkon asur l'tam l'cherif shenitma, yesh mekilim." And not l'hakam vos. But then he was the din of the goyim. You have it here. The Shulchan Aruch about meisachum. What page? What? What page?
Page 27.
27, thank you. Page 27. Yeah. Kivrei Akum, Nochel Lizara Hakon Milelech Aleik. So you see, he doesn't say it's Osu. He said, no, you know, that's how the tshuva ended. Machmir Tovo Lo Bracha. Avo Pichi Yish Makilim, Nochel Lahachmir. So as Rav Shechter was discussing that, Nochel Lahachmir. So, but the thing is, the Limitz Chus is that even it says Nochel Lahachmir, like that day, so we say the three sheet is there, but there is a in the page 42 in the Yochanan Boaz, and the Boaz says that even if you machmir on the oil of Akum, but you don't have to be machmir sof tum alotzes. So Rabbi Tendler's thing was in the locked office. So sof tum alotzes, it wasn't oil, it wasn't even all hamshacha. It was a closed room. And the Boaz says that when it comes to Sof Tum Alotzes, which we discussed previously, you don't have to. That's all. And we're Machmer, the Truma Sedeshit says, even though the Maisa the Shita says that Kohen's Mutter. But when it comes to a Goy, by Sof Tum Alotzes not. So, or else it would be a question of going into First Hall when that cadaver is still there. Now, the last thing is, Rabosai, is if you're a Kohen and your wife is pregnant, are you allowed to go to a cemetery? Is your wife allowed to go to a cemetery? So that's the famous Rokeach. Rokeach. If he is a Kohen, look on page 7. 7? No. Oh, we'll look on page, I'm sorry. On page 6 in the Shach. Possible coin, Kosovo Rokeach, Asius coin, Shemuberis, Muteris Likonis Lome, Sveik Sveiku, Shemin Nefelhu, or Shemin Akevahu. So you have a Sveik Sveiku.
She knows the sex of the
Shach. It's not a Sveik Sveiku. So then the famous Kasha that's asked, this Chetshuva quotes from the Magen Avraham, as a Kasha, why do you need the dinner sfeik sfeik? It should be mutter because of
Tarablua, that it's Balua. So even if it's Vadai, a boy, it should be Mutter, because once you're Balua, you're immune from Kabbalah's Tumah. Now Shechter wrote the famous, his piece from Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim Oizer, that maybe even if technically you're not, it doesn't become Tomei, but still you're still in the oil. That's considered enough of a coming in contact, even though technically you're not Tomei. But Rav Shmuel Shulman says he doesn't, and that's what Rav Shechter says over from Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim Oizer. That was the famous shiur he gave when the Katz Kol was dedicated in the Toshin Mem Hei. And Marcus Katz came, and there was a whole thing here. Steinwurzel Zatzal came. And Rav Shechter gave that shiur. It's quoted in the, it's in his farm, I think, Bin Gaitzon. It's in the Beis Yitzchak Toshin Mem Hei, in the Kahuna section. So he develops that idea. And Rav Shmuel Shulman, I think I maybe put it in a supplement. Rav Shmuel Shulman Shlita in the Shomer Mitzvah on page 12, if you didn't get it, he has a letter to Rav Shechter where he says the bottom line is the Torah, this is Lo Yitumah Tumah. So it's, Rav Shechter has this whole thing basically, I told you to get a look that it's not a din of Tumah per se. In other words, even if you're in the same oil, even if you technically don't become Tomei because it's Baluah, but you still are in the same oil. It's still considered a kirva lemeis. And Rav Shulman, a big Talmud Chacham, he lived many years. He's still alive. Baruch Hashem, one of the biggest Bekiyim around today, Rav Shmuel Shulman. So he said, but the bottom, he wrote the letter to Rav Shechter here. It's printed here, a page in this supplement in the Sefer Shomer Mitzvah Kuf Mem Gimel. And he says, but the bottom line is, Haksiv Chosuf Tzavach Benefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. It's a din in Tumah. And bottom line, you want Tumah. So then you have to give some other answer. What's most interesting to me is one of the common shilas I get, you know, is whether women, pregnant women, can go to funerals. And they're asking when the husband is not a kohen. Because there is this minhag that's brought down, and you see that the Mechatz Yitzchak has others, that it's not a good thing to go. There's some minhag like that. The Shevet Musar quotes it on page 16 of the. That certain things you should be nizer when your wife is pregnant. Shaloti kovashal tuba. So the Shevet Musar. So people have. Rav Abadi is very machmir in this. I wouldn't have thought he would be so machmir in this. I don't know, when we were married, my Rentai Swell wife was pregnant with our first child, and we weren't so deserved. We went to all the Dvaras. My wife even went to Rav Yonasan Menuzio, and she threw up there at Rav Yonasan Menuzio. But she was pregnant. Okay, but people. So I tell people like this, like, if you haven't been it like that, so. So you should follow the minhag not to go, even if your wife, your husband is not a kohen. Now it's al tuma. It's this minhag not to have, you know, certain things you want your child should be betara. But if it's something you really, it's a close, you know, it's a grandmother or something like that, she really wants to go. So this could be room to be made. Because the whole shaila in the poskim was only what was only if your husband's a kohen, and then you have this whole thing, and maybe. So why is he doing the sveik? Maybe he's only talking about when the child's about to come out. That's what one of the achronim said in the Siv Chaim in the Shulchan Aruch. But in a chanami, when it's balua, you wouldn't need the sveik. So, but you see clearly in the poskim, the whole din in the poskim was when he was calling. This is more mystical, the shevet, you know. But people are, you know, it's amazing how often the shayla comes up about. But it's not a real din. It's maybe a minhag, maybe. You know, we saw this to Shevet Musar, etc. Yeah.
I don't understand. What's the issue with the Kohen wife is pregnant? Is she coming?
No, to go to a cemetery.
I don't know. What's the issue with the baby?
Because the baby inside, if it's a boy, then you're being metame the base.
Even if the baby is not born yet, it's still metame the baby.
Yeah. So that's a discussion I had once with Rabbi Bari when he was living still in Har Nof. We had this discussion that maybe it should be mutter else that it's not a human yet. That's what he thought. Why do you need this whole... He asked your question. Rabbi Bari asked me your question in Har Nof, like 15 years ago in Har Nof. He asked your question. But then I said back, well, what about if you hold like Rav Moshe that it should seek it for abortion? So then you see, and then we went back and forth till. But then he said, maybe it's only Ritzicha, I'll shave Austin. Okay, it's a whole Zach. But it's a common, more common question that you get is this question about the witch of a coma, the pregnant ladies going to funerals. So that they ask all the time.
Where? Kibbel base versus Tumas base.
Yeah.
In other words, Kibbel base is more of a Kumra on top of. In other words, you could be mad at Tumas base, but you started this on Kibbel base.
This is Rav Shechter's. You mean from Chaim Oizer and Elchanan say like that? Rav Shechter uses that to answer the kasha of the Mogen Avraham the Rokeh. But the Pashtus is what Rav Shmuel Yar Shulman says, that there's no din of Kirva L'meis. There's a din of Tumah L'meis.
What's an example of Kirva L'meis when you don't have
it? You go to a oil of a goises or something like that, or in this case, when your wife is pregnant and you know it's a boy, but she goes to the cemetery. So there's no Tumah because it's Balua inside. But it's still in the same oil, so it still could be considered kirva. That's what Rav Shechter was saying. On this whole, there's no such category of that.
The old rabbi never told us that stop ghosts in the beast, so is that
the problem? Right. But even without the ghosts case, I gave you another case with the pregnant lady.
Right, right.
She goes into a cemetery.
Right.
And so the kid's not going to become nitva because he's balua. But say it's a vade boy. But so Rav Shechter said, but even though it's balua, not nidba, but it's still kirva. He made this. I mean, Rav Chaim Oizer said this. Rav Shechter thought used that to explain a lot of different things. You can look in the piece over here, and others say this whole category doesn't exist.
Does that shadow also apply to, for instance, flying in an airplane?
Yeah. That's how Rav Shechter started the shiur. But how was Marcus Katz, who was a Kohen, able to come from Mexico to here? Didn't he fly over, cemeteries? That was fun. Okay, Rabosai, we officially have finished the limud here. I know I had to rush a little bit at the end, but I think I didn't compromise, so I know everyone's in a rush, going, coming, so I'd like to... First, well, thank everyone for coming to the shiur. It was a nice. Those that were here since Nida, that was Baruch Hashem a long. We started from last August, maybe, I don't know when it was. And even those that just came now, we had a nice leave it together. So please sign up, Rabbi Tuchman. Will sign. Yeah. Here's the sign up sheet for Wednesday, and Rabbi Tuchman will have to finish by 11 because I start the college here at 11. So if Tuchman will be in charge. If it doesn't fit for everybody, then I guess maybe resume at 12, or you can take it on Thursday if you want. Whatever. Yeah, you'll be in charge here, so Rabbi Tuchman. It's always good to learn halacha b'i, and I wish I could have gone a little bit slower, but okay. But the packets are there, all the makaras are there. So anything that you felt we went to, but I was just doing it to help everyone out. Okay. One second. Ezra.
I had to go there. the only for probably charging up the conversation.
Let's do it now. We'll do it Chazara now.